Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslothy.
It never ceases to amaze me that for all of its talk of wanting to be separate, secretive, and above the political fray, the Montana Supreme Court always seems to allow itself to be used by the political left to promote issues that cause the court to become a political spectacle, especially in the area of homosexual rights. The latest example is the Donaldson case, where same-sex couples are asking the court to order the legislature to mandate marriage benefits for homosexuals in both the public and private sector. Rather than handling the case in a quiet and dignified manner, the court has chosen a change of venue and will conduct the hearing today at, of all places, the University of Montana in Missoula. Can you say political setup? At its core, this is really a separation of powers case. As I said before, the court is being asked by the ACLU and others to order the legislature to take an action. In this case, to pass a law, which is unconstitutional on its face and is way outside the purview of the judicial branch, which is exactly what the lower court said. Last year, in this same case, Judge Jeffrey Sherlock ruled against the plaintiffs on two points. First, that the court cannot tell the legislature to be proactive, and second, that the people of Montana in 2004 considered the issue of marriage benefits for same-sex couples during the debate on the Montana Marriage Amendment and rejected the idea. You see, apart from the separation of powers, there's a larger issue at play here, and that's the question of sovereignty. According to the Montana Constitution, the people are ultimately the sovereigns. They get to order their society as they see fit. They do this either through ballot initiatives or through their elected representatives in the legislature. On this issue, they've used both, in effect putting an exclamation point on the idea that marriage and its accompanying rights and responsibilities are reserved for heterosexual couples. That should be the end of the argument, but it's not. With the passage of the marriage amendment and subsequent losses in the legislature, the proponents of same-sex marriage have become frustrated and are asking the court to intervene, claiming that they're the victims of the tyranny of the majority. Interesting concept, but how far do you take that? When you ask the seven members of the court to in effect overrule the will of 400,000 voters, you're saying that the court must somehow be more enlightened than the collective wisdom of those voters. If that's true, then why do we bother with a legislative branch? Why don't we just let the court make all of our laws by decree? Now, obviously, I'm being somewhat facetious, but only somewhat. In recent years, we've seen certain justices on the court become more and more willing to make law rather than merely interpreting it. If we lose the Donaldson case, the battle moves back to the legislature in 2013, because the court cannot actually make the law. Under our system of government, the people are in charge, and it always comes down to a majority vote. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslothy reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.